for joining me up here, guys. I know we're a small group today. But I was thinking, I am almost always thirsty. And if y'all are thirsty, what is your favorite drink to have? What do you like to drink? Gatorade? Soft drinks? Do you have a specific soft drink you like the most? Red cream soda? That's awesome. My dad loves cream soda. I am a big water drinker. It's my favorite drink to have. And yeah, I think it's great. And actually, I carry this bottle of water around with me pretty much everywhere I go. But I started realizing when I was going through my backpack the other day that I have a lot of water bottles. And sometimes they just keep coming and keep coming. And maybe I need to clean out my water bottle cabinet. But, okay, what do these water bottles have in common? Well, what's different about them? Yeah, these two are clear. These aren't. Yeah, one's taller than the others. I like this one because you can just squirt the water right out into your mouth. Yeah, they're different colors. What? Yeah, this one's a lot wider. That's right. I used to spill that all over myself, so I had to buy something to put in the mouth so that I didn't spill my water all the time. So yeah, so there are a lot of things different about them, but what's probably the thing they all have in common? They're all water bottles. Yeah, we put water in them, or Gatorade, or soft drinks, and what we put in them, we drink, we consume. It fills us up. And even though they're different on the outside, they all do the same thing. What matters, what's important, is what's on the inside. And so it got me thinking about our scripture today. In our scripture, Jesus meets this woman by a well, and they have this conversation. And it's a little strange because during that time, men and women who weren't in the same family, they didn't really talk to each other in public. So very different than today. And he was a Jew, and she was a Samaritan, and Jews and Samaritans didn't really like each other. That wasn't really their thing. And also, she'd done some things that weren't so good in her life. And so she was probably thinking, I really wonder why this Jesus guy is talking to me. And you see, Jesus knew that this woman needed him. And he knew that it didn't matter what was on the outside. If she looked different, if she was from a different place, if she was a woman, he knew that he could fill her on the inside. And so when they got to the well, he said, give me something to drink. And they got to talking, and then he told her that he could offer her living water so that she'd never be thirsty again, so she'd never need water or Gatorade or soft drinks. And she was a little confused by that, and I would have been confused too. But when he explained it, and then he told her all these things about her life that he already knew, there was no way he could have known. And she said, give me this water to drink. And he says that he is the source of that living water, of that eternal life. And she says, you must be the Messiah. And she goes and she tells everyone about Jesus. And they believe. They believe in Jesus. And so what we learn from this story is that even though we all have differences, it's on what's on the inside that really counts. It's that we have Jesus on the inside, that we act like the Spirit lives within us. And it's that reminder that Jesus fills us up. And when Jesus fills us up, that's that living water so that we're never thirsty again. Just like we have to have water in order to survive, we're reminded that we have to have Jesus to live and serve others with love. So can you put your hands together and repeat after me? Dear God, thank you for the living water. May we drink of your water so we will never thirst again. Amen.